84WCL.
QCL, K82BNG.
That call right on mobile K. KD2BAG, I think is what I copied. Anyway, good afternoon. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel. November, I am mobile in northern Pickens County.
Very good. It's KD2BAG, Bravo November Golf. I'm here in Grand Court, South Carolina. Haven't been out all day, been waiting for it to warm up a bit.
Oh, no, I would think with a two call that you're probably a transplant from neither New York or New Jersey. This is beautiful winter weather, in my opinion. I wouldn't mind if it stayed like this year-round, as a matter of fact. So tell me your name, and just curious if you are from Tuland.
Here, Gulf Lima, Echo November. I was most recently from Long Island. I just, I never liked the cold, never really got used to it. Strangely enough, though, don't really seem to have any winter clothing. And I'm not sure I really had any decent winter clothing when I was there. Or at least I don't know where it went to.
Well, I guess you had notions of moving south, even while you lived up there. All right, I'm a transplant. I grew up in Westchester County, just north of the Bronx, and went to college in Buffalo back in the late 70s, and I moved to Atlanta 40 years ago, and have not even thought about moving back that way. So my sister still lives on Long Island. She lives in Seaford, close to Massapequa there, close to Jones Beach.
I think I know where you mean. I was from the Five Towns area, Lawrence, Cedarhurst, Hewlett, right near the, not far from the, on the South Shore, right near the airport.
Very good. Well, hopefully you're enjoying living in South Carolina. I actually live in the Atlanta suburbs, north of Atlanta, about 40 miles. But wife and I have a place up here in northern Pickens County, very close to Table Rock. And we come up here every weekend to get away from metro Atlanta. And we'll be retiring up here, Glenn, in 2 years, maybe less. I'm trying to figure out the escape plan.
Back to Long Island, I would, quite frankly. I lived in the Atlanta area, 40 years ago. And you can imagine how much it's changed since then. Well, you don't have to imagine, you're from there. It's nice and all that, but I imagine now it's, I think the Atlanta's basically expanded to the entire northern half of the state is what it looks like.
Curious what part of Atlanta you lived in. We live in Cumming. That's on the west side of Lake Lanier. And that used to be the country, sanctuary back when I moved to Atlanta. And, when I moved there 40 years ago, Atlanta was a nice city. A nice, large, small city, or a nice, small, large city, depending on your perspective. But, it's gotten pretty bad. Whereabouts did you live there, Glenn?
University. So, where is that? I'm trying to remember. It was so long ago, but you know where the university is.
Georgia State or Emory?
So that would have been, not Decatur. What suburb was that nearby?
It's kind of right on the DeKalb, Fulton County line. I lived very close to Emory years and years ago, almost 40 years ago, and we had a Decatur address. We weren't actually in the city of Decatur, but yeah, east of Atlanta, nice old neighborhoods over there. I haven't been over that part of town in a long time, but anyway, Glenn, I'm getting close to Lake Kiwi, and the repeater does not hear me very well when I start going up some of these hollers here and hills, and then I got to go down into Jocassee Gorges, so I'll go ahead and say 73. Good to meet you. I'm losing altitude here. I'll keep it short. 73, maybe we'll catch you next weekend. KD2BNG, 73 from K4WCL.
KL, KD2BNG. All right, 73s. And you have a good rest of your day, or good rest of the weekend, what's left of it. Talk to you later.